This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Former Colorado State Representative Ron Hanks is hoping to replace Lauren Boebert in Congress. The Republican is jumping into the GOP primary for the 3rd Congressional District. Most recently, he ran for Senate in 2022, losing the primary to Joe O'Day. Hanks is a pro-Trump ultra-conservative who attended the Stop the Steal rally in Washington, D.C. on January 6th and has questioned election integrity. His home base of Canyon City is outside the 3rd District. Six Republicans have currently filed to run in the 3rd District. The city of Denver recovered a record amount of money for victims of wage theft in 2023. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more on new legislation to protect workers.
Denver workers won back more than $2 million from employers. That's almost double the $1 million recovered last year. Much of it is thanks to a new city law strengthening worker protections against wage theft. But labor leaders want the city to do more. City staff and advocates are working on a bill to give the auditor's office subpoena power to more aggressively target wage theft. They hope to bring legislation in early 2024. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
The break-in at the Colorado Supreme Court building left $35 million in damage and three entire floors unusable. Brandon Olson was arrested after he shot his way into the building at about 1 a.m. earlier this month. He threatened an unarmed security guard. He later set fire to the seventh floor, which left the sprinkler system running for hours. He's facing multiple charges. More than 500 flights through DIA were delayed or canceled today as an intense cold front moves through the region. This is CPR News.